Shalom, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome once again to the daily devotion. And I say good morning. I hope you are doing just fine out there by the grace of God. Now, we are going to continue dealing with our little subject, the present truth. What is it? Amen. Yesterday, we saw the continuity and the connection between the law and the grace. So, the present grace stands calling the elect in our days in continuity with the law. Amen. So, the householder is bringing forth out of his treasure new things in continuity with the old ones. Amen. Now, for today, let us turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 24, verse 45. The Bible said, Matthew 24:45, "Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom the Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant," verse 46, "whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing." Amen. Amen. Now, today, we shall see that God's series of messages is like a chain. Yes, it is like a chain. The first message is linked to the second, and the second message is linked to the third, and so on. A minister of God who is sent to feed God's flock food in due season, he cannot just pull out food that is not in connection and in continuity, inconsistent with yesterday's menu. Amen. The message a minister can preach this particular Sunday is inconsistent. It has a link. It has a connection, a continuity to the message he preached the other Sunday. Amen. The word preached this month is always having a chain of connection to the messages preached last month, not separated. Amen. One way, brothers and sisters, to determine God's blessed, faithful, and wise servant, the Lord made ruler over his household to give meat in due season, is to examine his food served. Because meat in due season means the present truth. Amen. And the present menu in God's kitchen. Amen. And in God's kitchen, brothers and sisters, the menu that is prepared has a linkages one after another. The menu for the lunch is in continuity and linked to the menu from breakfast. The menu for the supper is linked to the menu from the lunch. Amen. God is making sure that his flock, his sons and daughters, are receiving the right nutrition and making an appropriate progress. Amen. As we see, beloved brethren, in the messages of God we've heard over the years from different stewards of God, none of those messages are separated. None of those are inconsistent to the whole message. We see message we've heard this year is not separated from the word we've heard last year, and so on. The messages are linked to one another. The revelation of God's word is flowing smoothly from one sermon to the other, from one servant to the other. Amen. And I hope so. You get my point, brothers and sisters. A minister cannot at one time say that this Godhead, the God is manifested in flesh, and then an, some another time he will praise and say, God who is spirit has become flesh in the womb of Mary. No. A true servant of God won't do that. Amen. Food in due season is never a food that changes from time to time. It alters from time to time. If Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, his food also is delivered with the same taste at different times. Amen. It changes not, brothers and sisters. Amen. Now, for instance, we've learned that repentance and salvation is through the blood. And that Jesus Christ died for us. He offered his own blood for our salvation. And then God showed us what really happened back there in Eden, the original sin. That the original sin was committed in relationship with blood, related to blood. A man sinned through blood, and it should be paid by the blood. Amen. The revelation of repentance and salvation is in linkage, in continuity, inconsistent with the revelation of the original sin. In understanding that the original sin, I mean, yeah, is from blood, we got a deeper appreciation of what the Lord has done at the cross of Calvary. The truth of God is like a meat served in due season. The present menu is linked to the previous, so that we can obtain series of spiritual nutrients for our spiritual growth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, let us take a closer look at the life of Abraham, our father in the faith, how God brought him to understand spiritual promises out from showing him the literal promises. Amen. Now, let us read Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7 in the verse 2 to 3. Acts chapter 7, verse 2 to 3. And he said, men, brethren, and fathers, hearken. The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Charan, and said unto him, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and come into the land which I shall shew thee. Amen. Now here, when Abraham was yet in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, the Lord Yahweh appeared unto him. In Mesopotamia, Abraham grew and was married, serving God of his father, Terah. Now, Terah was Nimrod's priest back there. So, they served the God of Nimrod in that day, in that land for years. And until one day, the true and living God appeared to Abraham and said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and come into the land which I shall show thee. So here, brothers and sisters, we can see a promised land, a literal promised land. God's promise to Abraham started back there in Mesopotamia in the life of Abraham. So there was a promised literal land. Now, I want you to follow me because I want you to see how God brought Abraham to understand the spiritual promises of God. So in Ur, it started with a literal promised land. Amen. And Abraham went out from Ur with his wife, with Terah, his father, with Lot and Lot's wife. They went out from Ur and reached to Haran and stayed there for years. And after about 5 years, his father Terah died there in Haran. And again, God appeared to him That is what we can read in Genesis 12, verses 1 and 2. Let us read Genesis 12, verses 1 and 2. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out from of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And verse 2, and I will make of thee a great nation. So here, as God appeared to Abram for the second time, this time when Terah, his father, died, God once again said, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And take note in verse 2, and I will make of thee a great nation. Amen. So here, if you notice, the promises increased. Amen. There was a literal promised land mentioned again here, but added to that promised literal land was God said, I will make of thee a great nation. Amen. There you go. God just added something. Slowly but surely, he made Abram to believe and increase in the faith. Amen. So Abram left Haran with Lot and his wife with him. He cannot just leave Lot there. Remember, beloved brethren, that it's only Abram that was called for the promise of God. Not Lot, no, nor his father Terah. And that is why when Terah died in Haran, it was during that time that once again God appeared to Abram. Amen. But he cannot just say to Lot this time to remain in Haran. He loved Lot very much. And so Lot was with him when he descended to the promised land. He went to the promised land, passing through the city of Damascus, where he bought Eliezer there as his servant. And to make the story short, when Abram was in the land, God allowed a circumstance where Lot would be separated from him. There was a time when Abram and Lot were rich, and Abram and Lot had many cattle and servants with them. That their servants at this time had a strife over the land they occupied to pasture their cattle. And so Abram said to Lot, I think it's my brother, it's time for us to part ways, to be separated. We can read that in Genesis chapter 13, verse 9. Genesis chapter 13, verse 9 to 12. Verse 9 to 12. Verse 9, is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. This is Abraham to Lot. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. If thou depart to the right hand, I will go to the left. Verse 10, and Lot lifted his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Verse 11, then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves one from the other. Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan. Amen. So that was the story. That was what happened. Lot separated from Abram, and it was in this time, when Lot was separated from Abram, that God said to Abram, arise and walk through the land. Amen. Lot was never a part of the promise of God to Abram. God waited for the right time that Abram would be totally separated from his kindred, as always being said, get thee out from thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house. Amen. So God waited for Lot to be separated from Abram, and that And during that time when Lot was separated from Abram, it was this time that God said, walk through the land. Amen. Genesis, Genesis 13, verses 15 to 17, to 18. Genesis 13, 15 to 18. Genesis 15, for all the land which thou seest, today I will give it unto thy seed forever, and I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth. So that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed be also numbered. God said, arise, walk through the land in the length of it, and in the breadth of it, and I will give it unto thee. Then Abram moved his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. Amen. So here, beloved brethren, we can see when Abraham was already in the promised land, his faith to the promise of God became a reality. A literal land was there that God promised. He was there in that land. He saw what he believed. Amen. And then from that literal land, a literal land was there that God promised, another thing, and that is his seed. God said, for all the land which thou seest, I to thee I will give it. Amen. And to thy seed forever, and to thy seed forever, and I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth. Amen. The promised seed is here. After Abraham saw the promised literal land, God promised in Acts chapter 7, plus the promise of becoming a great nation in Genesis 12, we have here now the promised seed. Amen. Do you see the chain of revelation, brothers and sisters? Amen. Can you see that? A piece of revelation is just a continuity of the previous revelation given. Amen. The present revelation is not separated from the previous, but a continuity with it, with the previous revelation, until God shall bring us unto the whole picture of his promises. Amen. So Abraham walked through the land. He saw the reality of God. And truly the land flowing out from it, milk and honey. Meaning it was a fertile land. It was a good land. But in there, Abraham thought, I believe God. God would give me this land, but I am old. I am already old, and certainly I will die like my fathers. So God should give me an heir. What is the purpose of God giving me this beautiful land when I am just a passing being? I will die. God should have prepared for me an heir. That's right. Amen. That is why, brothers and sisters, his query in Genesis chapter 15 was not a form of unbelief. Yeah. It was a query to make sure of the promise of God. And Abraham said, Lord God, this is what Abraham said in Genesis 15, Lord God, what wilt thou give me? Saying, I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. And, you know, God answered to him in a direct future event, which said, know of a surety, Abram, that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land. Thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. So, Abraham was was already sure. He had heard the word of God. Abraham was sure that he shall have a seed. God's answer even was forecasted to a time in the future. God said that his seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. So Abraham believed in that. And then, to let us cut the story short, Sarah delivered Isaac to life as God promised. Though there was already Ishmael, but for God, Isaac was the only son of Abraham. Amen. God said, in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Not Ishmael, no. In Isaac shall thy seed be called. So one day, God tested Abraham. God said to Abraham, offer thy only son to the Mount of Moriah. Offer thy only son, thy beloved son. And without any shadow of doubt, Abraham offered his son. But he offered Isaac, believing the word of the Lord. It was in his mind the word of God which said, in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Amen. So, with that in mind, he offered Isaac in the mount. God should raise him from the dead, because in Isaac, the word of God said, in Isaac shall my seed be called. Amen. So, when the child Isaac asked him, Father, you said we will go and worship God in the mountain. Where is the lamb offering? And Abraham replied to Isaac, God will provide, son. God will provide. Amen. Amen. And so, when they were on the mount, as Abraham laid down Isaac to be offered and get the knife, the angel of the Lord stopped him from what he was doing to the child. And the angel of the Lord said in Genesis 22, verse 12 to 14, let us read, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, saying, thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Amen. Verse 13, and Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket of his, by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. Amen. He called God in that place Jehovah Jireh, God the provider. Amen. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, that in here, God was able to let Abraham see Jesus Christ, his royal seed. Amen. Abraham saw his royal seed, Jesus Christ, by revelation through that ram, through that lamb back there that was caught in a thicket of his horn. In his horn. When the Jews in the days of the Lord Jesus seek to find blasphemous word from the mouth of the Lord, they question him, are you greater than our father Abraham? Yeah, and that is, we can read in John chapter 8. They questioned Jesus Christ, are you greater than our father Abraham? But Jesus answered in verse 56, John 8 verse 56, Jesus answered and said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. Amen. Your father Abraham rejoice to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. And he saw it and was glad. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it, past tense, he saw it and was, past tense again, and was glad. Meaning to say, Abraham saw the Lord Jesus Christ in his days. In his days. Amen. So, when the promised son was a reality, God was able to bring Abraham to the knowledge, to the understanding, and to seeing his royal promise, his seed, his spiritual seed, amen, back in his days. Amen. The royal promise seed was not a separate promise. It was a continuation, a continuity. It progressed. Amen. And the very reason why God revealed and realized, fulfilled to Abraham the literal promises. Amen. So God successfully brought Abraham to the faith on the spiritual things, out from revealing and fulfilling his literal promises. Amen. And not only that, brothers and sisters, God also was able to let Abraham see the spiritual holy city, New Jerusalem. And we can deduce this idea from his seed after him. You know, God reconfirmed his promise to Abraham with Isaac, and from Isaac to Jacob. Here, everything what Abraham's descendant understood was from him, from Abraham. Abraham taught his children. Amen. God said, shall I hide from Abraham the things which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great nation? For I knew him, that he will command his children. He will command his children and his household after him, that they shall keep the way of the Lord. Amen. So Abraham's children had the right understanding of the promises of God because Abraham taught them. Amen. In chapter 11, verse 8 to 10. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 to 10. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into the place where he should, after received for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. Verse 9, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him in the same promise. Verse 10, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Amen. Can you see that, brothers and sisters? God was able to let Abraham behold the holy city, New Jerusalem. For the Bible said he dwelt in the land of promise. He was there in the literal land of promise. But he dwelt there as if a stranger, for he looked for a city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. So, the promised literal seed, from the promised literal seed to the promise, plus the promise of becoming a great nation, to the promised royal seed, and the promised spiritual city. All together, they are linked as a chain of revelations. Amen. God was able to bring Abraham to see all these things, all these promises. Amen. One revelation after another, one promise after another, one revelation, a continuity, and in addition to the previous one, and Abraham get the full view of the whole plan of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is how God ever brought us to where we are now, brothers and sisters. Amen. The present truth. Amen. Food in due season. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And now, sorry once again, brethren, for holding you long. And I pray you will have a great day. in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.